Hello everyone, I'm the first time to talk oral presentation. Today I will talk about the effect of rainfall and the sea flow on chemical diffusion from soil to surface runoff. There's a lot of research focused on the raindrop impact can accelerate the diffusion process. Ahuja saw that rainfall drop impact could accelerate diffusion process as a single effect processes. And Dr. Wang showed me as the chemical concentration in runoff increased as effective raindrop kinetic energy increased. Also, Gao's research showed that under saturation condition with rainfall only, raindrop drive process controlled the chemical transport at the beginning, and the diffusion process dominated at the later. Our abscisses is different saturation hydraulic gradient, that is fringing condition, saturation condition, and autism CP condition may interact with raindrop impact and the lateral rain runoff flow indifferently to affect the chemical loading process from the soil to surface water. There are three parts on chemical loading processes: convection, diffusion, and the erosion. Convection by mass flow due to the gradient hydraulic gradient. And the convection transport also include the flow reduced Bernoulli effect. Diffusion by mass flow due to concentration gradient. And the erosion chemical attached to the sediment or in the pore out in the pore water as the soil is being eroded. There are three kinds of soil surface hydraulic gradient: autism seepage condition, saturation condition, and fringing condition. Our objective are to investigate convection diffusion equation in describing the chemical transport from soil into surface runoff, and to explain the effect of increasing diffusion coefficient on chemical transport from into runoff, and try to explain the why the rainfall can accelerate the diffusion process. Our theoretical framework. If we only considering the diffusion and the convection processes caused by Bernoulli loss from soil into runoff, assuming bromine concentration differently and using calculated both soil and the runoff in series, we can get the equation to describe the bromide transport process. To transform the convective diffusion equation, bromide concentration under different hydraulic gradient, saturation conditions, autism seepage condition, saturation condition, and fringing condition at least. We use a kind of silt loam soil, Crosby Miami soil. We set up seven kind of water table. Fringing condition, water table at 2, 5, 10 centimeter below the soil surface. Saturation condition, water table at soil surface. Autism seepage condition, water table at 2, 5, 10 centimeter below the soil surface. We also use a bromide as a treasure. And there were three kinds of rainfall intensities: 30, 60, and 90 millimeter per hour. We also have additional inflow, the equivalent rainfall rate 4, 10, 40, and 110. We use the LeChart to analyze the bromide concentration. Under fringing condition only, we also have additional treatment for the raindrop impact. In fact, the soil box is the slope of soil box is 5 degrees. The figure one is the bromide concentration in runoff under fringing condition with only rainfall simulation with cover. During this pyramid, there was a layer of nylon fiber mice on the soil top. Diffusive bromide flux from the covered soil surface was used to back calculate the surface soil bromide concentration. Assuming a constant diffusivity value obtained from a saturation soil box. By assuming the diffusion coefficient is constant under friendly condition, that means bromide loss from the soil into runoff is by postulating that flux from the surface soil of higher saturation to run water of no concentration with a magnitude that is proportional to the concentration gradient. According to the figure 1, we can guess the figure 2, bromide concentration in the surface soil under friendly condition with the rainfall simulation and with cover. From this figure, we can see that under friendly condition, bromide concentration in surface soil decreased as rainfall time increased. Also, there are a little difference between different water table under friendly condition. Figure 3 showed us bromide concentration in surface runoff under different hydraulic condition. From the figure, we can see that bromide concentration in surface runoff decreased as flow rate was increased. Under friendly condition and saturation condition, bromide concentration decreased as the rainfall time increased. Under artisan-CP condition, bromide concentration stayed constant. That's due to the convection effect. This figure showed us the total soil loss during 1 hour. As the rainfall intensity 60 millimeters per hour, and with the added surface flow from only rainfall to 100 times the equivalent rainfall rate, we can see that under the same rainfall intensity, the flexion curve of soil loss increase the range of added surface flow from 0 to 10 times and decrease supply from 10 to 40 times and steadily increased from 40 to 100 times. There was a break between the 10 and the 40 times. We have no idea when the break happened. We're still working on it. There's some reason according for the curve. Firstly, when pooling depth of the rainfall water is thinner, raindrops slap on the soil surface. Therefore, raindrop erosion can accelerate diffusion process. Secondly, as the rain depth increased. As the pointing depth increased and the rainfall down into the runoff water, it only disturbs the runoff water and accelerates bromide diffusion in runoff water, not for the soil. So it has little effect on the soil surface. The last figure showed us bromide caused by convection and the diffusion from soil into runoff. Under different hydraulic gradient. Look at the figure 5A. Under friendly condition, bromide flux oscillating at the beginning and stayed constant later as the rainfall flow rate increased. In the figure 5B and figure 5C, under saturation condition and artisan-CP condition, the bromide flux constant at the beginning and decreased sharply and stayed constant later. I want to explain the why the Earth curve differs. Firstly, it may be that under friendly condition, diffusion has a dominant contribution to chemical transform to surface runoff. Or when shallow runoff flows on the soil surface, there is an interaction between rainfall and runoff, so which can oscillate the diffusion process. Under a T-specific condition, convection has a great contribution to chemical transport from soil to surface runoff. Rainfall can accelerate diffusion, convection and the diffusion. The interaction can accelerate diffusion coefficient. However, as the pointing depth increased, only diffusion dominant the chemical transport, so the interaction is weakened by the dilution effect. Our conclusion are we confirm that the general form of the conventional diffusion equation and qualified the contribution both the diffusion and the raindrop effect. We also found a rain impact increased the chemical transport from soil to surface runoff, in some cases almost 20 times. Thank you. Any questions?